Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast, and welcome back to Champion's Mind, 5-Minute Sports Focus. You know that feeling when you're about to step up to the plate, ready to give it your all, but a tiny voice in your head starts whispering doubts? That little demon saying things like, what if you mess up, or maybe you're not good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. It's called self-doubt, and it can be a real game-changer, for better or worse. But here's the thing. Champions aren't born fearless. They learn to manage those inner critics, turn those doubts into fuel, and rise above the negativity. So, buckle up because today, we're diving headfirst into how to conquer self-doubt and silence that nagging voice for good. First things first, acknowledge it. You gotta recognize those negative thoughts before you can kick them to the curb. Think of it like identifying a bad habit. You can't fix something if you don't know it exists, right? Once you catch yourself thinking those, what ifs, or I can'ts, don't beat yourself up. Just simply acknowledge them and move on. Number 2. Reframe your perspective. Those negative thoughts are like distorted mirrors, reflecting a warped image of reality. Challenge those assumptions. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Most likely, the answer is no. Instead of focusing on what you perceive as weaknesses, shift your attention to your strengths and past successes. Remember that time you nailed that free throw? Or crushed that presentation at work? Use those victories as fuel for your confidence. Third, it's all about practice. Like any skill, managing self-doubt takes consistent effort. Train your mind to focus on positive affirmations and encouraging self-talk. Instead of, I can't do this, try, I'm capable, I've got this. Repeat those affirmations until they become ingrained in your thought patterns. Next up, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? It's true. Seek out supportive friends, mentors, and role models who believe in you and uplift your spirits. Their energy will be contagious, and their encouragement will help you stay motivated when those self-doubt demons try to creep back in. Finally, remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Everyone experiences failures. It's how we respond that defines us. View setbacks as learning opportunities, not defeats. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and come back stronger than before. Remember, every champion has a story filled with both triumphs and challenges. Think about Serena Williams, one of the greatest tennis players of all time. She faced countless doubters throughout her career, but she never let those voices derail her. Instead, she channeled that negativity into fuel, proving to the world what true grit and determination can achieve. Now, imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. That feeling of butterflies in your stomach? That's self-doubt trying to take over. But remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge those thoughts, reframe them positively, practice positive self-talk, surround yourself with supportive people, and learn from any setbacks. You got this. So, my friends, go out there, silence that inner critic, and own your power. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, and the world needs your unique talents and contributions. And hey, if this podcast helped you even a little bit, hit that subscribe button, share it with your friends, and let's keep building a community of champions together. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and never stop believing in yourself. You are amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.